we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows in the Jot 'em Down store and restaurant. Plum is still worrying about hearing the mysterious voice on the party line.
Of course I'm worried. Why would anybody want to threaten me? Call me up saying death strikes without warning. You may be next. Beware.
Now, don't say that now, Lum. I don't like the kind of noise it makes.
But why did the voice call me?
Well, Lum, I told you I don't know nothing about this.
Squire Skimp, yes. I can see why somebody'd want to threaten him over the phone.
Oh, sure.
All the business deals he's pulled around town, but me. Can you think of any reason anybody'd have to call me up and threaten me?
Well, let's see, man.
Grandpappy Spears, maybe. He don't mean no harm, but that temper of his does get the best of him once in a while and makes himself a lot of enemies, but me.
Yeah. Of course, now, I was just thinking, Lum, there's that time at the box supper a few years back when you bribed Gilroy Adams to find out which box Miss Emmeline brung over there. I recollect how mad Frank Forster was at you over there.
Oh, well, that's done and forgot by now. Ain't nobody gonna go around threatening about his life for some little thing like that.
No, we wouldn't think so.
I've always tried to be honest.
Yeah.
Never cheated nobody, I don't think.
I recollect one time now, Lon, you got some peanuts out of that peanut machine standing there in front of Ed Beckley's drugstore, and you used a streetcar token that you'd gotten Little Rock for that.
That was a mistake, though. When I seen what I done, I put a penny in the machine.
Yeah, you got some more peanuts, too.
That's right, ain't it?
Yeah, you had both fistful of them.
Well, that surely ain't nothing that anybody'd hold against me all these years, especially if they never knowed about it. Wait a minute. Did you ever tell Ed Beckley?
Why, no. Well, he's bound to find that slug when he emptied the money out of the peanut machine.
Yeah, but...
And he knowed you'd been Little Rock just a week before that slug.
That's right, Ed.
Yeah.
Oh, but that's silly. The body don't threaten somebody's life over a little penny.
Yeah, it is pretty true.
They just do that when it gets into the big money. At least $100.
Yeah. Well, of course, that wouldn't make a difference. For what little money you got, about all they could do is just end to you, little money.
I just don't see what's back of this whole thing. Jenny's, I ain't got no enemies. Leastways, not that I know of. Do you know of any?
Well, let me think now.
All the fella I'm in competitions with in business is Dick Huddleston. And I know good and well he wouldn't do a thing like that.
Yeah, how about Luke Spears?
Oh, yeah. Him, too. I forgot he's in the restaurant business.
Oh, yeah.
But I know he wouldn't ever... Wait a minute. Come to think about it, he is a little mad at me for trying to get the bus passengers to come back and meet here instead of his place.
Yeah, did you talk to him about that?
Yeah, he never liked it very much, neither.
He never, huh?
He claimed he had as much right to that business as I did.
Yeah, well, we were the ones that first got the bus company to make Pine Ridge a lunch stopover, though.
Of course we were.
Yes,
and
sir.
Luke knows that, too.
Farmer.
So he figures he's going to scare me into letting him keep the bus route. That underhanded critter.
Well, wait a minute, though, now, Lum. Don't forget Grandpappy Spears was threatened over the phone, too. Luke ain't gonna scare his own uncle, is he?
No, I reckon not. I forgot about Granddad. Must not have been Luke, after all.
No, it couldn't have been him, I don't believe.
Of course, now, he might could have called Granddad just to throw me off.
Oh, I got it. Luke ain't that smart. Besides, this boy's called up Squire Skimp and threatened him, too.
Yeah, that's right. This is the bafflingest one thing I ever heard of.
And the scaredest. Well, I ain't safe in this town no more, if you want my notion.
Well, the thing to do is try to keep our wits about us. Figure this thing out. There's got to be some answer to it. That voice has got to have a body with it. Or does it?
Now, Lum, now don't get started on that now.
Oh, well, that's silly. There ain't no such thing as ghosts.
Uh-huh.
Leastways, none that knows how to use a telephone.
Yeah, that's it. That's a good answer. Keep talking like that, Lum. I don't want to get mixed up with no ghost.
No, it's got to be somebody, some human being.
Yeah, who is?
Whatever it has got to have some reason for doing this.
Yeah.
So the next step is to figure out who do we know that have a reason to call up me and Grandpap and Squire and tell us that death strikes fast and we might be the next one.
Well, just so it ain't no ghost. If I ever come up again this thing, I want it to be something I can hit with a hickory sapling or a single tree or something.
Now, what have me and Grandpap and Squire got in common?
Is
there anything that us three fellas has got or has did that's alike?
Well, let's see.
What I mean is... Oh, wait a minute here. Hi, Granny's Abner, it must be you.
Me?
Yes, sir. Me and Grandpap and Squire has all three got a fourth of that pearl money. And you're the fourth one, and you're trying to get it all for yourself.
Now, wait a minute.
You selfish little varmint. I'm ashamed of you.
Well, Lum, now, wait.
Don't you know what a terrible thing greed is?
Sure, but, Lum, that voice couldn't have been me.
It's got to be you.
Lum, I was right here in the store when you heard the voice over the telephone.
Now, listen, Abner. Say that's right, ain't it?
Why, sure. Besides, that call that come here to the store might have been for me just as well as you. You just happen to be the one that answered the phone.
Yeah, I never thought about that.
Don't excuse me.
Yeah, that illuminates you, all right.
That's
I'm sorry for that accused you, Abner.
That's all right. Just don't do it again, though.
I reckon this thing has got me so nervous and upset I don't know what I'm doing or saying.
Well, it ain't exactly calmed me down, though, to be honest.
What we've got to do is keep our eyes and ears open and try to figure
out...
Just
a minute, Lom. There comes Cedric. I want to talk to him for a few minutes.
Yeah, ask him if he's heard anything about this mysterious voice.
Yeah, come on in here, Cedric. I want to see you.
Well, honey, Mr. Long. What you want to see me about, Mr. Abner?
Oh, just a little business matter. Come on back to the feed room, Cedric. Back to Doc's office where we won't interrupt.
Well, here, you don't need to go back there. And what is this business matter?
Oh, nothing.
Well, wait a minute. That was our ring.
Yeah, well, you get it, Mom. I ain't hankering to talk to no ghost.
Yeah, but Abner.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Hello? Oh, Granny's, am I glad to hear your voice, Miss Simpson. Well, I don't mean that exactly. I just mean... Well, what was it you wanted? Yes, Mom, we got rice in the 2-pound packages. All right. What else now? 3 cans of tomatoes. Big box of cocoa.
Well, gentlemen. Oh, excuse me, Lum.
Sack of flour.
He's on the phone.
Large bottle of vanilla flavoring.
Oh.
What else? We got a special on genuine hemp rope today. Ain't got no use for it, huh? Well, all right, Miss Simpson. I'll get these things out to you this afternoon. Well, much obliged to you and call again. Goodbye. Howdy, Squire. Sorry to keep you waiting.
No, that's all right, Lum. Perfectly all right there. Tell me, Lum, have you received any more calls?
From the voice?
Yes.
No. Have you?
Well, I don't know, to be honest, Lum. The phone rang last night, but I wouldn't get up and answer it.
I don't blame you.
Well, it wasn't that I was afraid, you understand that.
Oh, sure. I know just how you feel.
But I just don't want some unseen voice trying to intimidate me in the middle of the night.
I don't neither.
You know, Lum, this is quite disturbing. Thinking about death and disaster and how easy those things do slip up on a person. Like when you least expect them to.
Yeah.
And the worst part of it is, Lum, it always catches you unprepared.
Yeah, you're right.
But, as I say, I'm not going to let it worry me.
Oh, me neither. Hardly.
Not even going to think about it. Nothing like that can frighten M.T. Skin.
Well, I know. It don't scare me now.
By the way, Lum, have you got any bear traps in stock?
Steel traps?
Yes, the big ones, you know.
Oh, we did have, but, well, to be honest, I've taken all we had home with me last night. Set them around the place over there. You never can tell when a bear's liable to come along.
No, I didn't know they was bothering your place, too. That's sort of had mine.
Wait a minute. We might have a couple left to sell. Might be some in another box back there, back of the store.
Yeah, well, let's take a look, Lum. Come on right
back here, Squire.
Yes. Seems to be a bad season for bears.
Oh, yeah. Terrible.
Just in locusts around.
Fellow ought to take a chance.
No. Awful bad.
Gee, now, seeing you like there was some in this box right here.
Well, I hope you have a few left, Lum. Not for myself, you understand, but I think Mrs. Skimp would feel safer if we had some kind of protection around the house. Hey, wait a minute, Lum. What's that out here?
Huh?
Sounds like Yorkie right back there. Are you him?
Oh, that's Abner and Cedric. Abner said he had some business matter to discuss with him. He got the least idea what it is, though. Yeah, there's 2 traps left in here, Squire.
Lum, it sounds like pretty serious business. Step over here where you can hear this better.
Well, I really ought to get easy there.
Not for that, Lum.
Did you hear that, Squire?
Not so loud, Lum. better not let them know we overheard them.
Yes, I was right after all. I thought it was Abner, and then I got thrown off the track when the boys called up the other night, and he was standing right beside me. But now I see the whole thing. He's using Cedric. Cedric's the boy.
Well, what do you know about this? You'd better give me those bear traps, Lum. I want to get out of here.
I'm sorry, Squire. I'm going to need them myself.
Okay.
Looks like I got a little trapping to do here in the store. And the two varmints I'm after are right back there.
Well, do you suppose Abner and Cedric are behind this phantom voice after all? At least the bare facts would indicate it.